I ask you, is there anything that says summer and memories more than ice cream? I remember a place on Long Island called Jan's. It served something called the kitchen sink, literally a tub of flavors. But have you ever thought of making your own ice cream? We thought it was hard until we visited Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst at her home in Maine. You can see her tools and find the recipes at hereandnow.org. But in the meantime, here's the scoop.
So I want to admit something. I have made ice cream maybe twice in my life, and then something happened. I was lucky enough to go up to a place called Sabbath Day Lake in New Gloucester, Maine, and there is a chef named Krista Kern Desjarlais. She became a mom rather late in life and decided she couldn't do the grind of the chef life. And she was driving by this lake one day and saw this dilapidated yellow shack with a for sale sign. And she thought, what if I ran a lakeside ice cream shack and brought all my chef experience and made this extraordinary ice cream? And I have to say, as someone that has been lucky enough to travel, this is the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. Oh. So Krista let me come spend a day with her and really taught me how to make ice cream. And I learned, among other things, that it's not very complicated and that ice cream is this blank canvas that you can add any color, texture, or flavor to. So I've been having a blast. So you want to make some ice cream?
I so do. And across the country just now, there are all these cooks who sat up and said, oh, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. My ice cream place is the best. So the first thing is equipment. Because I'm a baker, I have a KitchenAid machine. So I bought an ice cream insert. It is this bowl, and it just lives in your freezer, you know, or the night before you're going to make ice cream. You freeze it overnight, and this is about $65. You can find a self-contained ice cream machine for a lot more. This is a lot simpler.
Okay.
So I'm going to connect this onto my machine. You add this little plastic paddle. So what I've done here is I made a vanilla custard. This is cream and milk that has been heated, and then you whip egg yolks with sugar. You can see it's a thick custard. You add vanilla beans or vanilla extract. So we're going to add the custard to this freezing cold ice cream bowl.
In it goes.
After it churns for about 10 minutes, I'm going to add, I took a quart of local strawberries. You could use raspberries. You could use blueberries. You could use anything. And I'm going to add them to our vanilla-based custard, and I'm going to have homemade strawberry ice cream.
Okay, and I'm going to get a spoon.
Right?
Yeah, like, that's good. That's good.
I lift the bowl up. I turn it to stir. I walk away. And in 20 minutes, we are going to have an ice cream that's the consistency of soft serve. Then we're going to scoop it into a container and put it in the freezer for an hour to sort of harden it up, because it's, you'll see, it's very soft and luscious and desirable, but most of us tend to like our ice cream a bit more compact. I have made a mint chocolate chip where I used fresh mint from the garden, and then a recipe of Krista's for a watermelon lime sorbet. So refreshing on these hot summer days.
But is all of that done after the 20-minute churning and then freezing? When do those things get added?
No, everything's done in the machine. So you add the chips during the last 5 minutes. You add the fruit during the last 5 or 10 minutes, just so that it's incorporated and frozen. You can also think outside the box. She's been experimenting with historical flavors. She does an artichoke ice cream where she poaches artichokes in vanilla in a sugar syrup and adds lemon and lime. So, you know, she brings her chef sensibility. But what she did for me was to teach me, this is quite simple. Another trick that I learned from her is you always want to make the base, whether it's the custard in this case, or if you're making a sorbet, you make a simple sugar syrup and you puree watermelon or peaches or whatever fruit. You always want your ice cream base to sit overnight, because when it chills, the flavors emerge and you will know if you have the flavors right. Krista taught me that when you taste an ice cream base, it should taste exaggerated. If you're making vanilla ice cream, you want it to be like, whoa, vanilla. Because when it freezes, the flavors are subdued. Another thing you might not think about with ice cream is you always add a pinch of salt. What the salt does is it heightens the other flavors, just like it does in savory cooking. She also taught me how to make what she calls chocolate magic shell. This is three ingredients: good dark chocolate, olive oil, and sea salt. Make a sauce ahead of time, heat it up, and when the ice cream's done, you pour it on top and you get that hardened chocolate shell, but with these incredible flavors and this punch of sea salt. So it's been going for 5 minutes. After it's been going for 10 minutes, I'm going to add my fruit. So I took local strawberries. I put them in a bowl and I mashed them with a potato masher and added a little bit of sugar. And then we're going to throw that into that vanilla custard base. And we're going to have this pink, brilliantly fresh strawberry ice cream.
We have the surviving Maine strawberries here. These are just amazing.
So depending on where you are, maybe raspberries are in season, or boysenberries, or blueberries. Whatever it is, that's what you want to be using to make ice cream with. And this recipe, as you'll see, is very adaptable because you'll just use whatever your fruit of choice is. Ripe summer peaches, nectarines, white peach ice cream. So it's been 10 minutes, and I have these gorgeous strawberries. They release their juice. It almost looks like there's a strawberry syrup there. I'm going to stop the machine for a minute. Now watch this color. Okay. So I've added the strawberries that have just been macerating with a little bit of sugar, and they look syrupy. And now our vanilla custard is a spectacular strawberry pink red. But you see how easy it is. I made the custard last night. I made the watermelon sorbet base last night. And I spun it or churned it this morning. You ready to taste?
So ready. Out to the backyard we went for my important role in this day.
This is the watermelon lime. Start with that.
The lime.
The lime comes through, right? Mm-hmm. So that hit of acid, the way it balances out that sweet, sweet watermelon. Now I'm going to give you a scoop of fresh mint chocolate chip. And I'm going to pour a little bit of the magic chocolate shell on top. This is the sea salt and the olive oil. And the warm chocolate sauce, give it a minute, should harden on the frozen ice cream. So when you're making this mint chocolate chip, you warm the milk and the cream. And then if you're using fresh mint, you throw the leaves into that warm dairy because it infuses the milk and the cream with the mint. If you don't have fresh mint, you can add mint extract, but you add that at the very end.
The mint here is screaming. It's like, I don't think I've ever tasted wonderfully so as much mint in what looks like a vanilla ice cream.
Most commercially made mint chocolate chips, I happen to know this since it's like my favorite flavor other than vanilla, use imitation mint. And it's also usually dyed a kind of toothpastey green. This has no coloring, so the mint, when you think it's going to be a vanilla ice cream, and then the mint comes out, and it's such a lovely surprise. And also in the summer, mint is so refreshing.
And what about the strawberry ice cream? Well, the strawberries and base have been whirring away back in the house.
Okay, Robin, it has been 20 minutes, and it is such a beautiful color. And you mm-hmm. see some chunks of strawberries, and turn it off. So as you can see, it's like very soft serve. I'm sorry, that's delicious.
People who do road stand homemade ice cream get it. It's different.
It's not only different, but it's very little effort for a huge amount of flavor. Okay, and now I'm just going to put this in an old yogurt container or a takeout container, stick it in the freezer. Ideally, you keep it in the freezer for 2 to 3 to 4 hours. I have spent a lot of time this summer and will continue into the fall experimenting with different fresh fruit, local herbs. I can't wait to try New England apples and pears. There's just no end to what you can experiment with. And hopefully people will try it and realize, wait a minute, that's a whole lot easier than I thought.
Our visit to Kathy Gunstetter, home in Maine. Hey, this was serious research. Recipes and pictures at hereandnow.org.